550 at 730 WTNT. The Truth, Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times on this Monday after Thanksgiving. I'm joined now by Robert Knight, Senior Fellow for the American Civil Rights Union and a columnist here at the Washington Times. Bob, how are you?
Merry Christmas, Andy.
Merry Christmas to you. I'm not afraid to say it, although quite a few are. Your column today is wonderful. Holy Rudolph, 'tis the season for Christmas phobias. Boy, isn't that the truth? Every year it seems to get worse, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And I've noticed it around the malls and how they've become more and more winter themes instead of Christmas themes. And, you know, for a while Christmas was making a comeback because so many people were fighting back and Bill O'Reilly was going off in the war on Christmas and so forth. And the resistance seemed to wane a little bit, so the secularization picked up speed again. And I think we're back where we started, where, you know, if you say Merry Christmas, you're likely to offend somebody.
You know, I love your line, atheist, and forgive me, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, they must be the fragile peaches in the basket or something along those lines.
Yeah, the most fragile peaches in the basket. Oh, he's getting bruised.
Yeah. What is it? I mean, I don't get it. Why are they so nervous? Why is the ACLU and atheists, why are they just so uptight when it comes to this? We've been told that we have to be tolerant, you know, of all kinds of things on the left, and yet they don't have to be tolerant of what we would like to see.
Well, you know, I think G.K. Chesterton had it right almost a century ago when he said that there are those who hate Christianity and call their hatred an all-embracing love for all religions. In other words, in the name of diversity and not favoring any particular religion, the target always seems to be Christianity. And I think that's their problem. They really, they hate Christianity for some reason. They resent God. I don't know if it's unhappy childhoods or, you know, something happened along the way for them to be this bitter about it that they make an issue of it. There are a lot of people out there who don't know quite what to believe. They probably call themselves agnostics. But, you know, to actually declare, you know, there is no God, and I know for sure because I've corralled all the knowledge in the universe to come to this conclusion, is probably the most arrogant stance one could possibly take.
Isn't that the truth? Even schools, though, being visited by Santa Claus have come under fire, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's,
I wrote about this cancer center that actually banned Santa Claus. Because they were afraid that it would tick off people who didn't believe or people who followed other religions. And you got to remember that Santa Claus is a secular symbol. A lot of people who think the reason for the season ought to be kept close, which is that Jesus is the reason for the season,
right,
are a little leery of Santa because it shifts the topic toward materialism and gifts and what you can get and that kind of stuff. But Santa's still... you know, he still reflects the idea, which is that God gave us the greatest gift of all, Jesus Christ, and therefore we give each other gifts out of gratitude. Santa is modeled on St. Nicholas, who was a Christian saint who gave gifts to children. And, of course, it became a mythical figure, and now we have movies galore. Every year there's a new movie about how Santa needs help to save Christmas. you know, and some of them are pretty good. To think that even Santa worries atheists is just mind-boggling.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, has it ever occurred to ask what the local ACLU office does around the holidays if they decorate? I would love to walk into one of their offices one time just to see how they handle Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and whatever else you want to throw at them.
You know, they might have it all. They might have a bullet board full of everything from Rastafarian chants to... do they chant in Rastafari? I don't know what they do. But they probably have it all in the name of diversity. Because if you have all of them, then none of them means that it might be actually true.
Yep.
But the whole idea of... The ACLU's idea of religious liberty really isn't really about liberty. Again, it's about suppressing Christianity. And I want to go back to Chesterton one more time. He said, religious liberty might be supposed to mean that everybody is free to discuss religion.
Mm-hmm.
In practice, it means that hardly anybody's allowed to mention it. Yeah. This was, you know, 100 years ago he was writing this stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
What would he think today?
Yeah. He'd think that we've gone off the deep end. That's what he would think, I'm sure. Anyway.
Yeah, I think he would.
Yeah.
Christmas is such a joyous season. You know, I have a Jewish friend, Don Fetter, the columnist, who he often rails against the war on Christmas, saying, you know, I enjoy this time of year. I'm not offended. I'm Jewish. And when people wish me Merry Christmas, I know they mean well. I know they want me to share in the season. I'm not the least bit offended. Why
yeah.
would I be?
Yeah.
The more people who believe in God, the better for all of us.
Yeah.
I don't think he's rare. You know, I grew up in northern New Jersey and in Maine. But in northern New Jersey, I had a lot of Jewish friends. And they were very blasé about Christmas. They celebrated Hanukkah, but they also seemed to get in the spirit of Christmas just as a joyful time. And they understood that it was a time of peace and sharing and family and good things generally, so why worry about it too much?
Mm-hmm. Holy Rudolph, 'Tis the Season for Christmas Phobia by Robert Knight. It's in today's Washington Times front page of the commentaries section. Bob, thanks for joining us. You take care and have a great holiday.
Always a pleasure, Andy. Thanks for having me on.
See you later. Bob Knight, a senior fellow for the American Civil Rights Union.